in a state of exhaustion and would be able to overcome them if we had been wiped out. One-Eye, what's the situation with the sorcerer over there? He did not sound well when he replied, "We could be in big trouble, Croaker. He's even more potent than we guessed at first. You tried getting him?" "Twice. I don't think he even noticed." "If he's that bad, why is he laying off instead of stomping us?" "We don't know. Should we take the initiative? Should we bait him and try to draw him out?" Mergen asked, "Why don't we just break the boom and go? We got enough of them to keep the swamp in mourning for a year." "They won't let us, that's why. They can't. One-Eye, can you find that wizard?" "Yeah, why should I? I agree with the kid. Break the boom. They might surprise us." "They'd surprise us, all right. What the hell do you think the boom is there for, dummy? Why do you think I stopped us up here? Can you put one of your little pink balls in his hair?" "If I have to, for maybe half a minute." "You have to, when I tell you." I had been trying to find unusual parameters to the situation, and thought I had one. I was set for an interesting, if potentially fatal, experiment. "Hagop, you and Otto get all the ballistae around to the east side. Take 40% of the tension off them so they can throw firebombs without breaking them in the trough." With Frogface's help, I told Mogaba I wanted his archers on the deckhouse roof. "When One-Eye spots our target, I want half high-angle, plunging fire, half flat trajectory, and I want firebombs flying like we're trying to burn the swamp down." A pirate let out a cry of despair as he lost his grip and fell from the shielding. A riot in the water told us the Needle Teeth knew a good thing and had hung around. "Let's get at it." Goblin hung on till the others had gone.
"I think I know what you're trying to do, Croaker. I hope you don't regret it."
"You hope? I blow it and we're all dead." I gave the command. One-Eye's rangefinder squirted across the water. The moment it blossomed, everyone cut loose. For a minute, I thought we had the sucker. Suddenly, Lady materialized on the deckhouse roof. I removed my crocodile head. "Heck of a show there, eh?" "Cypress and moss will burn, liberally primed."
"What do you think you're doing?"
"You finally deign to report for duty, soldier." Her left cheek twitched. My tactic had not been deployed against the pirate sorcerer at all. An arrow burred between us, not 6 inches from either of our noses. Lady jumped. Then the pirates, clinging to the shielding, finally tried coming on up and over to the deckhouse roof. The half-dozen, not swept away by the archers, just threw themselves into a hedgehog of spears set to receive them. "I think I've fixed it so there's only one way they can take us." I gave her a moment to think. "They have a sorcerer who's a heavy hitter. So far, he's laid low. I've just told him I know he's there, and I'm going to get him if I can."
"You don't know what you're doing, Croaker."
"Wrong. I know exactly what I'm doing." She spat an epithet of disbelief, stamped away. "Frogface," I called. He materialized.
"Better put that croc hat back on, Chief. The spell won't keep the arrows off you if you don't."
One whimpered past as he spoke. I grabbed the head. "You do the job."